Well, let's cross to the US now, where we find LBC Washington correspondent Simon Marks. As you might imagine, what's been happening in DC?
Well, Ian, a bit of news has just been made, literally within the last couple of minutes at the White House by President Joe Biden.
And I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans. That's weeks ahead of schedule.
He says he's going to announce a new goal for the country next week, said that the country is beginning to get itself on the right track with regard to vaccines. And so confident are they feeling at the White House that they announced a little bit earlier on today that for the first time, the United States is going to export millions of doses of vaccines to Canada and Mexico. Both those countries are in substantial need of increased supplies. Also taking place here today, a growing sense of national anguish over the killings earlier this week in Atlanta. A 21-year-old suspect has admitted that he shot eight people to death at massage parlors in the city on Tuesday night. Eight of them were Asian Americans. So was it a hate crime? Well, not officially yet, because police say the suspect is claiming that his motivation was sex addiction. He targeted spas that he appears to have frequented in the Atlanta area. Asian community leaders say, first of all, why believe him? And secondly, he could still have been motivated by hatred. President Biden has now ordered flags to be flown at half-mast at all federal government properties in memory of the dead. On Capitol Hill, there are hearings underway about the spate of violence meted out to Asian Americans over the last year. Democrat Congresswoman Doris Matsui of California kicked things off in the House Judiciary Committee this morning.
There is a systemic problem here, and we are duty-bound to stop the spread of xenophobic and racist ideas that have escalated to physical threats.
This issue is not going away. Joe Biden will be visiting Asian community leaders in Atlanta tomorrow. Vladimir Putin, we learned today, doesn't like being called a killer. He said that because yesterday Joe Biden embraced that description of the Russian leader in an interview with George Stephanopoulos of ABC.
So you know Vladimir Putin, you think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
The Russians are furious. They've pulled their ambassador back to Moscow for consultations. Today, Vladimir Putin went on the attack.
It's a заявление.
I remember in my childhood, he said, when we argued in the playground, we would say, it takes one to know one, and that's not a coincidence. He went on to tell President Biden, I wish you good health. I say that without any irony. His voice at that point was dripping with sarcasm. It's interesting to note the Russian leader didn't seem too troubled by President Biden's claim that he has no soul. It was the killer thing that really got to him. All eyes here now on Anchorage, Alaska. The first face-to-face meetings are taking place today between top-level American and Chinese officials since Joe Biden became president. The temperature in Anchorage today, minus 15 degrees Celsius outside. Inside the room where the talks are taking place, Ian, possibly even colder.
It's that wit that I just love, Simon. Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.